Welcome to Pod Tales, where we discuss financial planning and investment that will help enrich your investment journey. I'm your host, Annie, and today we're diving into a topic that's crucial for anyone aiming for a stable financial future: the discipline of investing through systematic investment plans, or as we know it, SIPs. In a world where market fluctuations can make even seasoned investors second-guess their strategies, maintaining discipline may be the key to achieving long-term financial success. So how does committing to a regular investment schedule help create or accumulate wealth more effectively while managing risk? Joining me is Suresh Soni, CEO of Baroda BNP Paribas Asset Management India Private Limited, a seasoned asset management professional with a wealth of knowledge and experience in this field. It's great to have him back on Pod Tales and have him share insights and expertise about investment vehicles and strategies. Suresh, great to have you on the show once again.
Thank you, Annie. Delighted to be here with you.
You know, Suresh, in the previous episodes, we've explored how SIPs simplify investing and also the benefits of compounding. Today, I'd like to focus on another key advantage of SIPs: their role in fostering financial discipline. So how do SIPs contribute to maintaining financial discipline?
Very simple. I think one of the big features of SIP is that it makes investing automatic rather than relying on you making too many frequent decisions. So what does SIP do really is simplify your investment journey by you deciding that you are setting aside a certain amount of money at regular intervals, and then the investments happen automatically once you give instructions. So it removes any biases or short-term fluctuations that we can have in our views and makes you commit longer term for a certain investment. And all of us know that to make money in equity, we have to stay long-term, and SIP just helps us do that.
You know, it is lovely to know and understand how discipline can really change your financial growth. Discipline in saving and putting money away for a secure future is an idea that's been passed down over generations. So we have a story now that illustrates this point very well. You might have heard it: the ant and the grasshopper. We allow the story to explain more.
An ant and a grasshopper. An ant and a grasshopper lived side by side in a lush meadow. The ant was diligent, spending the warm months gathering food. The ant was investing its efforts and resources for the coming winter. On the other hand, even as winter was coming, the grasshopper spent his days singing, dancing, and enjoying the sunshine without a care for the future, neglecting to prepare for the colder months ahead. When winter arrived, the meadow was covered in snow and food was scarce. The ant was safe and warm in his home. Thus, the ant enjoyed the fruits of its hard work. The grasshopper, however, was cold and hungry, as he found himself unprepared and suffering from the lack of provisions. This fable underscores the significance of strategic planning and disciplined investment. Just as the ant's preparation helped its survival and comfort, investors benefit from foresight and diligent planning. By investing wisely and consistently over a period of time, making informed choices and planning for the long term, the ant demonstrated the importance of foresight, diligence, and long-term thinking. The grasshopper's plight serves as a cautionary tale, highlighting the risks of neglecting long-term planning and the benefits of a thoughtful, prepared approach to achieving one's financial goals. Preparedness for the future. The ant's diligence and preparation show how planning and investing patiently aims at simplifying long-term goals. Avoiding regret. Discipline in investing prevents future regrets by preparing for opportunities and challenges, unlike the grasshopper's regret over lack of preparation, seeks steady growth of wealth. The ant's steady effort, when correlated with investments, shows how consistent investments, boosted by the power of compounding, aid to grow into significant wealth over time.
Now, that was an interesting story about how discipline can make a real difference in outcomes. Some useful lessons there, Suresh, right?
Very much. In fact, this is an age-old story that all of us have heard in our childhood. And this demonstrates very clearly the power of discipline or power of staying the course. And what you notice in this story is that while ant is taking a very small amount of grain or small amount of food every day, since she's doing systematically over a period of time, in the end, she's really in a very comfortable position to withstand the period when no food is available. Whereas grasshopper, who chose not to do anything about it has a problem. So one of the things that has happened and that you notice in this story is that ant is setting aside a small amount every regular period every day. In SIP, similarly, what we do is mostly we set aside a certain amount of money, and usually preferred period is every month, which coincides with our income cycles typically. A small amount of money set aside over a regular period of time becomes a very large amount at the end of the period. So, Annie, as you know, the ant is setting aside a small amount of food every day. Similarly, in SIP, all that we do is set aside a small amount of money every month. And just this mere act of investing regularly in a disciplined manner creates a lot of money over a period of time. Now, we have seen in the past the markets have grown investors' wealth at upwards of 14, 15, 16%. But even if we take a modest 13% growth, and if you choose to invest just about 10,000 rupees a month, which is possible for most of us, for a period of 20 years, can you imagine the amount of money that it will become? It grows into 1.14 crores. So that's a massive amount of growth from a small investment of just about 10,000 rupees a month. So
Oh, that
any
is.
one of us can become a crorepati by just putting aside a small sum of 10,000 every month, but stay disciplined over a period of 20 years. So this is assuming a growth rate of 13%. Of course, growth rate of 13 or 12 or 14 or 15 is what we don't know in advance, but over a period of time, stock markets create wealth. And I've just assumed a modest 13% growth rate in the market over a period of next 20 years.
Absolutely. I mean, imagine what discipline along with an interest rate, which again you have just given us an average, and what it can actually create for us in terms of wealth, and which also then takes away a lot of our stress growing up and growing older.
Did you know that the average amount of an SIP contribution in India in 2024 was 2,340 rupees? That's pretty similar to the cost of a meal when going out on the weekend. Not very difficult to let go of one outside meal and invest for your future, right? It only needs discipline.
So, since we're talking about discipline, Suresh, we must also discuss briefly the mistakes investors must watch out for. What are some of the common mistakes investors make with SIPs and how can they be avoided?
Sure. So one of the things that tends to happen with all of us is we get carried away by the recent momentum of the market, either on the positive side or on the negative side. So one
Sure.
of the problems that we have witnessed over a period of time is, when it's a very simple saying that in the market to make money, you have to buy low and sell high. But intuitively, when we see the markets doing exactly that, we tend to act in opposite direction. So oftentimes what we have seen is investors stop investment when the markets are falling. In fact, this is the time to continue on your investment journey, because when you are investing at lower market levels, with the same amount of money, you buy more number of units. And that actually brings down your average cost of acquisition. So that in fact benefits you over a period of time. So my simple advice to investors would be that don't stop your SIPs if the market goes through a temporary blip. In fact, the entire point of doing an SIP is to ensure that you stay consistent in your investment approach. You remove the emotion or acting impulsively out of investment and stay long-term investment. And the other thing that people do is sometimes they commit very little. In fact, most of us know that our income levels over a period of time rise. So if you're committing an SIP, for example, for 20 years, you can easily agree for a top up in the SIP of, let's say, 5% or 10% per annum. Now, that will make your investment journey much, much faster, because as your income level rises, automatically SIP will rise and you'll reach your goal of desired corpus so much more earlier.
Absolutely. So, Suresh, for anyone that is just starting out with investing and wants to keep things simple, can they begin with a small amount of money? And what investment options may be considered for someone who is new or prefers a cautious approach?
Sure. So, you know, in SIPs, the beauty is you can start with a very small amount of money. Most fund houses accept as little as 500 rupees in SIP. And I'm sure none of us can complain that they can't even set aside that money over a period of 1 month. We probably spend multiple of that in a meal.
True.
And therefore, SIPs are very simple and very low ticket to start with. The second thing that is, you know, once you set it up, it's easy to execute every month. For somebody who's starting out early, I imagine a person who's starting out in his first job, typically you have a long time ahead of you. And therefore, my advice would generally be to consider equity funds for investment. However, if you are cautious and if you have not really experienced the market, what you can do is you can choose balance advantage fund, which kind of manage your exposure into equity depending upon the market situation, and therefore tend to be relatively less volatile than equities. But for long-term wealth creation, you'll have to have some equity proportion, because that's the part that grows fastest in line with the economic growth of the country. So two things, even if you want to start small, please start. The important thing is to start. And the second thing is, ideally prefer an equity-oriented vehicle, ideally an equity fund. And if you don't think you can stomach the volatility, very frankly, you should not generally worry about it. But if you are a little more worried, consider a balance advantage fund.
Right. Very, very useful advice that you have given for those who want to start out. And like you rightly pointed out, there is no reason for anyone to think twice, and they must start right away. Thank you so much, Suresh, for sharing your insights on the discipline of investing through SIPs. It's been such a pleasure having you on PodTales again.
Delighted. Great talking to you. And I always enjoy the story that you put out.
Thank you to our listeners also for tuning into PodTales. Discipline in investing can pave the way to a secure and prosperous financial future. Join us next time for more insights and tips on managing your finances. Until then, happy investing. And this is your host, Annie, signing off. Thank you.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.